The tar sands have now been in production for over 40 years. When this all began, there was no research done of what the harm it would do to the environment. It is 40 years later is that our people are dying. A community next to the tar sands, Fort Chip, close to 100 miles downstream, have the highest rate of cancer in Canada. There are some unknown cancers that have never been in that part of the world that is there now. It's over 1,000 miles to the Arctic Ocean. And there are over 30 First Nations, what we call Indigenous First Nations, live along this river. And I'm one of the nations about 200 miles down from the tar sand site. So we are exposed, not just by water, but by air, of the contaminants that are being produced by the tar sands. And that is not just hurting our people, but also wildlife, the fish in the water. So the impact, I think perhaps at this time, it could be beyond repair.
How does something like the tar sands and developing that, how does that change the relationship that, you know, as a member of the First Nations, you have with the land and how you interact with it?
We have a word in our language. When we say Nitakai means the land is sacred. To the Kai, water is holy. Our relationship is so great, not just the spiritual aspect of it, the spiritual laws that apply to that, and also our relationship to the land, the codes and the natural order, the way the Creator put it. That changes. When people and the children are told that they should not swim in the water, in a sacred water, when the people are told that they cannot eat moose meat, now that's a huge, huge shock. How are we to fit into this new change? That's when food security pops up, because we cannot resort to KFC, McDonald's, etc. We would starve. So the cycles, because the tar sands is contaminating the water, now climate change is also helping change the way we live. That's another cause to our lifestyle.
Is the Keystone XL pipeline, if that doesn't get approved, the tar sands will still be a problem, I mean, for you and your communities, right?
The one that's existing would be a problem.
But it'll be worse if the pipeline is built?
It would be worse. Sometimes, you know what I think of? I need to go speak to OPEC. What I would tell OPEC, drop your prices of oil. If they do that, it will affect the prices of oil over here, and it would stop further expansion of oil. Simple as that. We need to stop and think about what it is that we are doing to the water, to the land, to the human health, and that we need to put money before that, because disaster is just looming around the corner.